from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Merengatang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws with monkey sounds in there and called go.
The old like Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon.
Hey, welcome in. Danny and Dusty with you. Live, they let us out of the cage. Dirt and Sprague down here earlier. Isaac and Suk will be after us. We are at PDXYZ here in downtown Portland. It's an awesome event.
A whole 100 feet from where you normally are.
Don't let the facts get in the way that we are literally
on
right
the other side of the train tracks
next to where we do work.
So.
But PDXYZ is an awesome event that is put on every year right here in our own backyard in Portland. It's a HR marketing and overall business development.
And networking.
It is a huge networking event.
There's some big-time movers and shakers in the building right now, of which we will have some on.
Yeah, we are. I mean, the keynote speakers, general manager of the Dallas Mavericks, Nico Harrison, is in town. Heather Davis, who we were talking to upstairs, the CEO of the Portland Timbers, is here. They go in sports, outside of sports as well, CEO of Voodoo Donuts. Chris Schultz is here. You got, like, executives from Nike, the Grammys, the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Mm-hmm. Their VP of marketing, Stephanie Rogers, is going to join us. And I'm here to tell you, you will enjoy that interview. We were talking to her earlier.
Yeah, she's
dialed in.
Very locked in.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a really cool. And people that we know. Isaac Ropp has a poster on the wall
upstairs.
Does
he really? Wow.
Yes, it is a 4-foot poster that I am definitely ripping that off the wall.
Perfect.
And I am going to, I'm not taking it home. That'd be weird.
Yeah.
But I will be taking it to our studios.
Is it weird? I still have my my cutout from the COVID Trailblazers.
That they put in the stands.
They put
there.
In the stands there. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. No, that's not weird.
It's just sitting in a corner in my.
Well,
gym.
I mean, how often do you look at it?
Like, I stare into its eyes when I work out.
Okay. Yeah. That is weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a little off-putting.
If I put it on the ceiling when I bench.
That's even more off-putting.
Is that more?
But that's on brand.
Yeah, I thought so.
I mean, it's
mildly
on brand.
Narcissistic.
Yeah, yeah, mildly.
Mildly.
We'll put that mildly there.
Just a life-size cardboard cutout of me.
Yeah, Ropp has a full poster though. Mm. He is going to be moderating a panel today.
Oh,
and that panel will include Paul Sutchman, our CMO of Odyssey.
Odyssey, not Portland. Odyssey.
Our fearless leader of Portland, Kim Martinez.
Indeed.
And our program director,
Jeff Santino.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They are going to be on a panel, and Isaac is going to be moderating it.
That's going to go well.
That's the adventure. It's at 2:15 though,
yeah.
So I'm not going to be able to see what actually happens and if he lives up to the hype of having a. I mean, this thing is a 4 foot Isaac Robb face.
How old is that that headshot? You think?
I'm going to say, well, I can't tell you the last time we did headshots. We haven't done headshots since
you and I haven't done headshots.
Have started here, so it's at least 2 years old. I think we did those before COVID. His beard is a lot more gray now than it was then.
That one's like a little. It's not salt and peppery, but there's some pepper.
Yeah.
It's all salt now.
I mean, he's aging like a fine wine.
Oh, no,
he's getting better with time.
No, it's working.
But I feel like if he puts that, like if Rop was single, he puts that on a dating site and he showed up, they'd be like, and I'm pleasantly surprised.
Sure.
But that's not the guy
in
the picture.
No, definitely not.
It does not look like him.
To be
fair, get called out on that.
The headshots we use for me, I look like I ate that guy.
Right now you do?
Yeah. So.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
You've been cutting the LBs.
I'm still like 50 pounds heavier than probably that headshot.
Well, hey, goals, huh?
Yeah, here you go.
We got goals to live up to. We got goals to live up to. But we're down.
That's at least 2 chins ago.
And a couple surgeries, too.
Yeah, you know, that's at least 3 surgeries ago.
You can't see your hips,
so they have no idea
from that headshot.
Yeah, though,
what's been going on down there. But
That'd be quite a headshot.
What?
That'd be quite a headshot if they got the hips, too.
Yeah, it'd be something.
I'm sure you could pay for that.
All right. On the OnlyDans account.
Exactly.
You can go to your OnlyDans account and you can find that one. We are at PDXYZ, though. It is hot.
It's cool. To me, look, it's a little swampy because it's the humidity starting to sock in, but it is gorgeous outside.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you hear a train, we're right next to the railroad track.
Yeah, that's going to be like an actual issue if that happens.
That might be
because
a thing.
Look, the mics are really good at like not picking up stuff outside of our like immediate radius, but it's a train.
So yeah, if you think you hear a train,
you did. Yeah,
that's something that we're just gonna have to roll with here. Yeah. The YouTube animals, you guys have made it out.
Mm-hmm.
Jake is our YouTube king, Jake.
Indeed,
he has set the cameras up. We are dialed in. So the YouTube animals, you all can party,
and we are lit
like you normally
gorgeously.
Do. It is good lighting here.
That's right.
It is good light. Now, a lot of natural lighting here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we will be joined today by a few guests. We will be talking with the VP of Marketing for the Las Vegas Golden Knights, Stephanie Rogers. She's going to sit down with us. We're also going to be joined by the founders of Pier 150 and PDXYZ, Ryan Gable and Brad Cohen. Now, these two guys I went to college with.
Mm.
They have more dirt on me.
They have all of the juice.
Then
I will be leading these interviews.
Anybody that has ever come on this show before. I am a little bit terrified of that, but they are awesome dudes.
There you go.
And they were hoopers at Southern.
Get buckets.
They got buckets.
Right arm for buckets only.
Bucket getters. Mm. So they're going to be joining us at 12:30. Stephanie Rogers at 1:15.
Mm-hmm.
Orlando Williams is running around here. We're going to try to track him down as well. Talk a little Blazers and talk about Modus, which is his company that he is here. And he's a speaker here. He's a CEO.
He's a mover and shaker. I'm trying to get like Orlando.
And probably the nicest damn guy I've ever met.
He is incredibly nice.
Yeah.
I hate that him and Brooke and Lamar, how nice they all are.
Wow. Shots at Calabro.
No.
Casey's an awesome dude.
Casey is one of my favorite people on the planet.
But he's more like us.
Yes. And I love him to death. But I use like those three people in particular as like marks. If like, you're like, I don't like them. Or I have like, I'm like, oh, so you're a terrible person.
Yeah. Like Orlando, he's successful in business. Mm-hmm. He's successful as a broadcaster.
Yeah.
And then, like, he can also, I think his career free throw percentage at Oregon was, like, 88%.
Pretty good.
Like, he could, you just don't miss free throws? That, you can't have it all.
I mean, come on.
Oh, man. All right.
The one thing I can probably still do.
Is shoot free throws?
Yeah.
I think we need to challenge him to a free throw competition then. You versus Orlando. I'm going to, I love you, but I'm putting my money on Orlando.
Look, I'm about an 80%er.
Okay.
That is actually one thing I can still do, even with
is shoot
no,
free
low,
throws.
No lower body.
Yeah. All right. Well, you got to make your free throws. It's, great. Bill Shonley said that.
Indeed.
R.I.P. Shonley.
He's still going to get me. If he's a 90%er, that's tough, man. Like, when you're near that 90%, that's just pure.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I would love to step up to the free throw line and be surprised when I miss.
Until it rattles out. You're like, what the?
Be like, where'd that come from?
Getting mad that it came out.
It's also a great day in sports. Football's back.
It is. It is officially back.
Yeah. This week.
Not totally back, but it is officially back.
From here, I think we have 26 weeks. That's half a year. For the next 6 months, you have football every single week.
Wow. That's right, because we talked about how the stagger now because of the college football playoff. And
well, the NFL goes till mid-February now. So
we have all of the little things in there to fill the gaps.
We've got a couple of things we're celebrating. PDXYZ, the start
back.
Of football season.
Weather.
Great weather.
Yeah, right.
Great weather that we have now.
I'll find a way to work basketball in here.
Yeah, we don't have much basketball.
I know we don't.
Though,
we were heavy basketball yesterday.
I know. Believe me, I know what you did.
I saw what
you did. You were like, we can't have this. But we have a lot of training camp news, notes, and nugs that we're going to get to today because guys like Bo Nix, he's been performing very well at training camp. Mm. The same cannot be said for a guy that was drafted 8 spots in front of him, Drake May, in New England. It's been a struggle there. Yeah. We won't be able to see Caleb Williams today, but by all accounts, Jaden Daniels has been having a great camp in Washington. And then you have J.J. McCarthy, who we're really not hearing much about J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, it's a lot of old big head, a lot of Sam Darnold.
But that's the plan.
Yeah.
That's the plan right there. But we're well underway here. PDXYZ, it's an awesome event. They got food carts out here. I don't know what this is. This is a coffee stand right here.
Yeah, no, it's like a portable bike coffee stand with like a...
That's kind of the coolest coffee stand I've ever seen.
It looks like he's got like a little French press.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a picture of that, and I'm going to put that out there because that looks like it is... Very difficult to make, and you can screw it up
probably
very easily.
I would imagine. You know? So he's got like little individual filters. Everything's going on there.
Golly.
I like it.
It's a whole thing, a deal and a guy. But we got to stay on task today.
Yeah.
No, we won't. Who are we kidding? One other thing that we need to get to. College football. They're back. And they're back in a big way. Ready to make waves because of one thing that they did today. Mm. And we're talking about the Georgia Bulldogs. But where we got to start this thing off is we're less than 5 hours away from kickoff of the NFL season. What are we most excited for? 2024, the football season is finally here. We've made it. We've made it through the mess. Football is back. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. She's
a lady. 5 o'clock tonight on ESPN and ABC, you've got the Hall of Fame game. Houston Texans taking on the Chicago Bears. It sounds like a great game, and it sounds like a lot of guys that we'd want to see. You have Caleb Williams, Rome Odunze, C.J. Stroud coming back this year, Will Anderson. None of those guys are going to be playing.
Yeah, no starters for the Bears anywhere. So, no,
and limited starters for Houston. But anybody of note or consequence will not be playing tonight.
Yeah, no, it's to say I'm disappointed is an understatement, because I cannot believe these words are coming out of my mouth. I would like to watch the Texans and the Bears.
Let's go!
Which is such a weird, weird, weird thing to say out loud, because you go through the history of those teams for the past 12 years, and there's just no redeeming quality from either of them. And now, probably two of the best young, interesting teams in all of football.
Yeah, because of the unknowns that you have in Chicago, and then the knowns that we found out about last year in Houston, where they popped in a huge way. And then this year, you add Stephon Diggs to the receiving core that was already one that, whether it was Nico Collins, Tank Dell, they popped with C.J. Stroud, and now you add Stephon Diggs to that. They are going to be an exciting offense this year, and the fact that they got guys like Bobby Slowick to stick around and not chase head coaching aspirations, that's huge for a team like Houston. And year two in DeMeco Ryans, what does it look like as teams start to get a book on C.J. Stroud, his strengths, weaknesses, tendencies, and what he likes to do? I'm excited to watch the Houston Texans this year, too, because we usually see a team that will pop one year that is as young as they are. There's a regression, because NFL teams are really damn good at taking away what you do best.
And year to year, it's just so difficult to be a successful NFL team. We take for granted the Manning Colts, the Brady Patriots, all these dynamic...
The Chiefs,
you know, now, currently, and whoever steps in to play quarterback for the Steelers, you know, what is it now, 16 straight years of 500 or better and making the playoffs, just seemingly magical every year. There's so many storylines, and yet every year we get a team that pops, and we think, oh, that team's going to be it. The last year or last couple years, it was the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Can they be real? Can they keep it going? Can they improve upon it? And the Lions said, yeah, no, we're here to stay. And now you look on the Texans side of things, and you go, that division is,
it's winnable for you.
Winnable, that's a kind word. But it's winnable.
But I will say the AFC South will be a division that surprises so many people this year, because of the fact that you have Jacksonville with a healthy Trevor Lawrence coming back, and you have stability there with Doug Peterson, who's kind of, you know, he's leveled the waters, because they got pretty wavy for a while. Now Indianapolis, hey, there's our first train of the day.
Hey, babe. The old Amtrak.
Indy, if they can keep Anthony Richardson healthy, they have got the framework to be a competitive team. The one that is just going to be
a doormat
is the Tennessee Titans.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be a road apple. We all know it, but every division has that. Every division has at least one of those teams that you just sit there and you can just bank on. They're not going to be very good. Oh, the other three, though, are going to be markedly improved.
Yes.
And I think that is an exciting thing about Houston that you have to look at and say, all right, were they really that team that popped last year? Or were the injuries to Trevor Lawrence, were the injuries to Anthony Richardson and the Colts just falling apart last season, was it more of a factor than them being as good? Because you have to think, that's six games on your schedule.
Yeah.
Between those three teams in your division.
I think that's probably, for me, my most interesting and most fun division. Like, it's the one I'm probably, outside of the AFC West, it's the one that I'm going to be tuned into, you know, when we're throwing on the multi-view on the old YouTube TV, whatever AFC South team is playing that's not the Titans will be on the screen.
The one that I'm looking for is actually on the other side of the Hall of Fame game. The NFC North is that division for me, because you have
so
intrigue with Chicago. Detroit and Green Bay are both really stinking good. And then you have arguably one of the best set of weapons in the entire NFL when you look at receivers, tight end, running back in Minnesota. Do they have the quarterback, and can their defense hold up enough this year? The NFC North is that division for me, and I think that that is why I'm excited to watch this Bears team, is because there's finally a year where you're like, Bears aren't going to be bad. They won seven games last year.
And here's the crazy thing. A successful season for the Bears could be an under 500 season because of how good that division is.
Like if you're looking at 8-9.
8-9. Like if you're 8-9, but you're, let's say you have 4 one-score games.
Yeah.
5 one-score games, and you're sitting there like, is that a failure? It's like, no, it's not a failure because your quarterback makes sense. Your weapons make sense. Your defense is already solid to begin with. And you start looking at, we do have the foundation to kind of figure things out. The problem is Chicago's up against the Packers, who have found another generational quarterback who's going to taunt them for another decade.
And they paid him that way. Jordan Love is now the richest man in the NFL, which is a weird thing to think about with the question marks that were surrounding Jordan Love. And look, this is why, and we'll have a lot more on this as the show goes on, sometimes that camp video that you see can be wildly misleading.
Good, bad, or otherwise.
We saw those videos as he was waiting in the wings behind Aaron Rodgers of Jordan Love just being like, a lot of people said he's not the guy. And it was just like, take your time. Take a step back and let a guy grow and develop, and then we'll kind of see where they are. And Jordan Love took major strides last year, but, I mean, they are going to be paying the freight for an elite quarterback starting next season, and that's going to be an interesting one to see if Green Bay can hold this thing together. But the Hall of Fame game, we may not get the players. Is it weird that I'm the one thing I'm going to be interested in is kickoffs in this game?
No, because it's actually something different, something new for the first time. You know, the kickoffs are going to matter again for the first time in what, 7 years, 8 years? How long has it been?
Yeah, I think the onside kick stuff is dumb.
Yeah, I do too.
I like where you have to
let them know.
I hereby declare we will have an onside kick.
It's like,
no.
I mean, that's half the fun is that one, two instances a year when you get the surprise onside kick.
Just think of it in these terms. Like, they neutered the onside kick, you know, since then, but they're trying to bring it back and make it competitive by saying you can only do it in the fourth quarter. You have to say when you're going to do it. But the Saints don't win a Super Bowl. I mean, I believe the Saints do not win a Super Bowl if you do not have the element of a surprise onside kick from Sean Payton coming out of the half and saying, bet, and going and
watch this.
Turn that game on its head.
Mm-hmm.
Completely turn that game on its head. So outside of that, though, you have the new kickoff where you have 10 guys on the kickoff team are going to line up on the receiving team's 40-yard line. So they're on the other side of the 50, and then you have 10 players, or 9 if you have 2 returners back, are between the 30 and 35-yard line. So they're going to be 5 yards apart on the other side of the 50. Then you
get a whole lot of space behind them.
The returners can only be between the 20-yard line and the end zone, which is, they're calling it the landing zone.
Yeah. Better than landing strip.
Now, the only people that can move while the ball is in the air is the return guy. That is bizarre to me. Like,
gotta wait until you touch it.
Nobody will move until the ball is caught, and then that's when the kickoff starts.
You know, you and I obviously grew up playing football, and this was always doing special teams was always a fun part of camp early on.
Well, Operation Human Shield.
Yes. And now I'm interested because it's going to be mentally so different from what we've always known. And yes, the wedge busters and you know, the wedge itself have gone the way of the dodo, which was already an adjustment. But this is wholly unique, wholly different from anything any of us have ever seen. So I am interested to see what that looks like. And we've seen teams like, okay, you know, do we have a defensive player who also knows how to kick? Is he the guy who's now going to be responsible for kickoff? So you get an extra tackler who's out on the field.
But the weird thing about that is that because a touchback goes out to the 30 now, you're going to have coaches that
incentivizing
are saying,
kicking it short.
Your kicker, and he has to pin it. He's going to try to put a lot of loft on it, put it in the corner, and then go and see how. I have no idea how special teams coordinators
there's so
are
many different
play this
paths.
Out, but they are going to. There's going to be guys that go against and kind of buck what the ideas of this kickoff are going to be. And I'm fascinated on that.
Yeah, I love it.
I have no idea how it's going to be, but I hope the kickoff is a play that matters again.
Yeah, because
it has.
It was a thing that you went to the kitchen to go get your food or your drink as part of the commercial. It wasn't anything you watched.
Because you go touchdown,
commercial,
extra point, commercial kickoff, commercial.
And it was like, okay, cool, I have 12 minutes.
I don't like that.
That's gross. I hate it.
Well, it's why it's going to be a $25 billion league here in 5 years.
Some babe.
That was the goal. All those commercials are for a reason, my friend. All right, we are at PDXYZ. You can text us on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at VancouverFord.com. Vancouver Ford text line, it travels with us.
So it does.
It has its own little box.
The miracles of the interwebs.
Yeah, we bring up the Vancouver Ford text line. What are you excited about? We get the NFL season gets underway. The Hall of Fame game tonight in Canton, Ohio. And how about this for the Houston Texans get their first Hall of Famer in this weekend, Andre Johnson.
About damn time.
That's a good one. That's a good,
it's a good one. It's a good one to start with. Yeah.
To go in with. Yeah. But the first Hall of Famer in franchise history will go in this weekend, and it'll be Andre Johnson.
And they'll have JJ soon.
Freak. Yeah, JJ Watt will be in short order. That's interesting, though, is that like they started in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the guys that were stars for them, it was like fleeting success. Like Arian Foster was the best running back in the NFL for
18 months.
And then all of a sudden, it goes like that.
Yeah.
You know? But they've also, for a team that has been really bad, and they have gone through and it's been a dumpster fire.
When they're good, they're good. When they're bad, they're really bad.
Really damn good.
Yeah. They don't really do the mediocre thing.
Yep.
They cyclically kind of go through being really fun and really good or just plain awful.
Especially when you have an ownership group that is as dysfunctional as Bob McNair, who started the Texans, and it seemed like he had it on the rails. And then they call his son, who took over the team after Bob died, they call
Tommy Boy.
Tommy Boy down there.
And which not in a loving fashion.
That is the worst.
Not because he's funny and likable, but because he's the failure.
Because he's the son of somebody who did it right and has no idea what he's doing, but they go out, they get D'Amico Ryans, who was, I think, their third choice for their
which
head coach,
is hilarious.
And he is awesome.
Yeah, I think he's done fantastic.
They knock it out of the park in the draft with both C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson.
And they stepped up to take both those guys and kind of put their foot down. That's the amazing part about
guys
that.
Like Nico Collins and Tank Dell that they draft and develop.
Mm-hmm.
They've done a really good job. And then they go out this year and they land Stephon Diggs, which, as much of a diva as he is, he's a damn
still
good
talented
wide receiver.
I mean,
man.
The exchange rate of crazy for talented applies to wide receivers.
Yep. All right, we are here at PDXYZ in Portland. It is a networking HR marketing event that they do it so well.
A business and extravaganza.
It's really cool to see people from all across the country kind of convene here in Portland for something like this. And the two guys that are founders of Pier 150 and PDXYZ event, Brad Cohen and Ryan Gable, they will join us next. And look, this story time may get a little crazy for us because of the fact that they know me better than anybody else who's been on.
We're going to need the dump button, and not for profanity, but just to save your reputation.
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
I like it.
Two guys that were hoopers down at Southern Oregon, and now they're putting on this awesome event. They're going to sit down with us next, and you're gonna want to listen in because they are balls of energy.
Yes.
100%. But first, we get the Big Kahuna with SportsCenter update. We are down here at PDXYZ. It is an awesome event, and now I am terrified. Two guys that I've known for over 20 years now.
Oh, good.
Are the co-founders of Pier 150, and they put on this awesome event, PDXYZ. Brad Cohen and Ryan Gable, two guys that I met in college, basketball players down at Southern. How you guys doing, man?
God, great. A little tired, not going to lie. You know, when 1080 Fan is starting broadcast at 6 a.m. and we're here bright and early. But no, everything's great, and, you know, it's fantastic. Kind of full circle. Dusty used to be our sports... What was there? I don't even know your real title.
I worked in the SID office, and then I would call your guys' games on radio sometimes. So I was all over the place with you guys, and it is a problem.
I was also roommates with your brother, so you would stop by for an occasional happy hour.
That's right. Yeah. After my brother and I got evicted from a home that my parents bought as an investment property.
They frowned upon that.
And we got evicted by our parents. That wasn't my finest moment.
That sounds like the start of a documentary. And usually ends with body's buried under a house.
No, it actually was because there was a family that lived next door to us that started their own church.
Like I said,
my point exactly.
There was quite a few noise complaints, and they didn't like us having parties. But Ryan, how did you guys get the idea to start this event? Because you got people coming from all over the country, HR, marketing, leaders of industry coming to Portland. Where did this all start for you guys?
Yeah, I'd say so. When we started the business, we were running private events for HR, marketing executives in select cities around the country, but all the major cities. We are homebred Portland, Oregon boys, and we weren't running any events here necessarily in Portland. So a lot of our members just came to us and said, look, give us a reason to come to Portland. There's tons of executives. There's tons of technology companies there, tons of great facilities to visit. There's no shortage of beer, wine, and music festivals. So they said, give us that business initiative to come, you know, again, explore the city, explore the local community shops, the Portland Gears, the Reesers, you know, bring all of these Portland community members together.
Awesome.
What was kind of the genesis of all this, the process, how it started, how it's built, where it's going?
Yeah, we basically wanted to create almost like a South by Southwest, but here in Portland, where it is the mecca of all HR, marketing, business leaders. Come and experience the culture of Portland, but the biggest thing was we are anti-hotel ballrooms, convention centers. It is unique venues like we are here today. Yeah. We're going to be at Wieden and Kennedy headquarters tomorrow, where Nico Harrison, local Portlander and GM of the Dallas Mavericks, will be speaking. Neil Everett will be there with his sister Megan Carl. It's just going to be a packed day tomorrow, too, at Wieden and Kennedy.
Well, okay. Where do these conversations start with you guys? Because you have Nico Harrison, who he's from Portland, used to work at Nike. He's now the GM of the Mavericks. You have the CMO of the Grammys that is here. You have the Las Vegas Golden Knights. How do these conversations start? Where do you track them down? How many restraining orders do you guys have?
That
professionally persistent.
Right? I think that's weird. I've seen that in a police report.
Probably. I think the biggest thing that Ryan and I just always knew we wanted to make sure that we did was build a relationship and try to connect on that like personal level. And when we first started the business, you know, we were getting involved with some companies and leaders from very large organizations. And then it's all about the peer referral aspect. So we would ask some of our members, hey, who else should we invite to this? Or who else should we get to speak? And so every single one of these that you see here today, we're all nominated by their peers. Like, Ryan and I don't have anything to teach the people that are attending these. We're the matchmaker. We want to bring everybody together, bring the community together. And then the network expands quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just add that, like, when we started the company and started PDXYZ, I should say, we wanted to create a theme that everybody could resonate with, and that theme is bridging the generational and equity gap in business. And so that way we could go to these speakers and say, look, this is the theme that we want to express, but you're the experts here. So let's find the topic specifically under that umbrella. So it's, how are you marketing your brand to the next generation?
Yeah.
You know, is your company taking a political stand? Should they be? How's that going to work out for you in the end? We've got presentations about how are you retaining that talent? How are you keeping those good workers? How are you creating a culture within your company that makes this new generation want to stay, work, come into the office?
Now, both of you guys played for the great Brian McDermott at Southern Oregon University, basketball players. And kind of the common theme that I see with the people that you guys bring in is there's a lot of athletics backgrounds to a lot of these people that are here. Your guys' assistant basketball coach, Anthony Leveritz, he's now working. He went from the sports world to the business world, And he's just saying, I took everything I learned in coaching,
right,
and now I'm doing that. Right. How much do you guys use kind of what you learned in sports and kind of tying it back to this?
Be competitive. There's always that. You know, that's no shortage of that. But I think the things that, like, McDermott taught you, it's you know, working hard, you know, having a goal. His biggest thing, and I always say, is McDermott always just say, you know, be humble about what you guys are doing, stay focused on your goal, don't get ahead of your skis, but be humble. And so I think he and I try to, you know, remain that way, but build a huge community for Portland. So,
and one thing you guys learned in Ashland was the party planning. You guys have done that very well here. I mean, you guys said it, like, the connections and the what they're saying, that's not us, but the party planning is. And you guys have nailed that. You guys have
Let's just say
that.
We've had some practice dating back to 20 years ago in college.
All right,
you know?
I went and I looked this up because in my mind, Brad, you were a knockdown three-point shooter.
This is true. I don't know about knockdown, but I shot a lot.
You sure
shot
did.
A lot of threes.
You sure did. Do you know that you are still 11th all-time in made three-pointers at Southern Oregon?
I did not.
The numbers are staggering, though, because it goes, you're at 11 at like 111 made three-pointers. Number one now is like 400. The game has changed.
The game has changed. I blame Steph. Okay? Otherwise, I'd still be like number five at least.
You were top five. Damn. The game has changed. You were just like born.
You're the Terry Porter of Southern Oregon, you know.
And I love Terry Porter.
Getting shots up, but just not the same volume. Different times, different games.
If we were playing now and the big that we had in Shea Washington, the amount of threes that Ryan and I would be hucking up in that game.
Just green lights.
Yeah, no rebounding necessary. Just shoot.
Ryan, I have to ask you this.
Yeah.
Before we let you guys go, 2002 state championship game.
I was there.
21 points.
Mm-hmm.
Overtime victory.
That's right. Jesuit was there, but they were the ones that lost.
Mm. All right. So what do you remember more from that? Fouling out in overtime, or I want to hear the story of you going to Buffalo Wild Wings in Tualatin for the very first time and what you saw when you walked in the door at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Well, first of all, I had to agree to let my jersey be hung up there or take it home, and I was all about it being in B-Dubs, that's for sure. Especially because Tigard High School, who won it, B-Dubs is in Tualatin. So all my fellow Tualatin folks get to walk into their favorite restaurant and see my mug on the wall. That's my favorite part. And on the flip side, I really have a hard time with that last foul. I mean, he set a screen. I ran right through him. Jimmy, you were there. My team finished off strong, and I just want everybody to know I was not that kid that went and sat on the bench and pouted. Okay, I clapped for my team for a victory, and we got
it. Do we have to go through the tape?
Please look at the tape.
Review this one?
I have it on VHS. Oh. Okay, I should have brought
the actual tape.
I should have brought it.
I have heard the story of the state title game no fewer than 20 times.
Yeah.
It was 21 points in the state championship game.
It was
Tigers cut down the nets.
Overtime against Jesuit, baby.
I love it. Hey, guys, thank you so much for having us out here and putting on this event. This is an incredible event, and I appreciate you guys far more than just this event, but your guys' friendship over the years. This is great.
You know it. Same here.
This is great. Ryan Gable, Brad Cohen, Pier 150, and the great hosts of this PDXYZ event. Coming up in hour number two, we're going to have the VP of marketing from the Las Vegas Golden Knights, Stephanie Rogers, will be hopping on with us as this event is gaining more and more steam with every passing year.
Yes.
And Stephanie is going to be awesome because of what Vegas built. We got the VP of marketing for the Vegas Golden Knights, where if you don't know what they mean in Vegas community, it's pretty incredible. And we'll get to the grassroots of how they kind of cultivated that fan base and growing. We are at PDXYZ here in downtown Portland, and we roll on. We're going to go back to the sports, though, for a little bit here, all right? Because we have somebody who's having a tough go of it right now in training camp. Danny Dusty on the Fan. Continuing here from PDXYZ in Portland. It's an awesome event, PDXYZ West. If you are in marketing, HR, leader of business. Highly recommend checking this event out because it is it's an all-timer, and they got some big names from the sports industry and every single business that you could imagine, including, we talked about this at the start of the show, Jeff Sacramento.
Indeed.
Kim Martinez.
Whose eyes
Paul Suchman, our chief marketing officer. They are going to be on a panel moderated by one eye, Everett Ropp.
He
is a sportsman, a newsman, and now he is a professional moderator that he can, and a judge, too. We talked yesterday about him. This would be the perfect place to do the full reveal of the Asahi line. And really bring it out
this
to
is
the people.
This is the place.
You
know,
see where you can
branding
do it.
And see who you can get involved in this process.
Yeah. I mean, when Nike's here,
there's probably some angel investors around.
Yeah.
They would imagine.
There's some disposable income running around.
Not imagine.
But let's go to training camp a little bit. Xavier Worthy has been highlight after highlight, and everybody is really excited about what he and Patrick Mahomes can bring to
Super
the field.
Super fast guy with Patrick Mahomes. It's going to draw some interest.
Well, he is really testing that you can't guard him if you can't touch him, because there was a clip that is circulating around the internet of Xavier Worthy against press coverage yesterday, and when I say he got pushed from the numbers to the hash mark, not an exaggeration.
No, he got thrown once and by the corner, and then he got thrown again another time by the linebacker, and it was very evident that Xavier Worthy weighs 172 pounds.
It was jarring
to
see, and this is where you sit there and you go, the physicality of the National Football League.
Different.
It is something that everybody has got to get used to. It is a learning curve unlike any other. And when you think of the numbers to the hash mark, that is 20 yards. Mm-hmm. He got pushed 20 yards. He got pushed
by a corner. Got actually yard sailed twice.
Right into a linebacker. Yeah. He looked like a pinball out there. But this is where you go to... One clip shouldn't determine what we think of Xavier Worthy in training camp.
No, I mean, this is going to happen. Again, he's not a – this isn't Calvin Johnson. This isn't Mike Evans. This is a guy who's going to have to adjust the physicality, and the tape is going to be out. If you don't think that that clip isn't going to be played for every opponent this year ahead of whatever matchup, it's going to go, look, this guy runs a 4-2.
Yeah.
Don't let him.
Well, you know what the most terrifying thing out of all this might be is that this is why you go through training camp. This is why you have some preseason games and guys will actually participate in some preseason games, is because you need to see how Xavier Worthy will translate to the NFL. The terrifying part for me is that you now have Andy Reid and Matt Nagy who are going to go through and say, all right, if we can't line Worthy up on the line on the outside, how can we maximize his
abilities? They're going to Mike McDaniel this. They're going to put him in motion everywhere.
They are going to move him side to side, left to right. If they see press coverage, they're going to shift and put him off the line so he has one extra yard in between he and the corner where
separation.
He can have that, get that first step on a guy. Because that's the thing with him. If he gets a first step, he's gone. And you cannot touch him.
No.
But that's going to be the interesting part, is how do the Kansas City Chiefs use their new toy?
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't. You can't just sit there and say we're going to Tyreek Hill him, because the one thing that Tyreek Hill does so well that he does not get nearly enough credit for, he is physical as all hell.
He's a little
tank. He isn't 170 pounds. He can take contact. He can run through it. He can fight through it. You can't use him the same way that you use Tyreek Hill, but every single team in the NFL will have to respect Xavier Worthy vertically. And the thing that I think, and this is where I think Kansas City uses him the most, is they line him up on the outside and then they do that short motion in and they just run him to the opposite side of the field.
Mm-hmm.
And when he gets that short motion speed going in towards like the offensive line, and then they snap the ball, he's got a running start.
And he doesn't have his shoulders square up the field, so it's harder to get a hand on him.
Nobody's going to be able to touch
and
him.
I mean, you get him in that kind of situation, you also run those whip routes, and all of a sudden, you can't flip your feet fast enough with him. He gets to the edge, and now you're in trouble.
Yeah, that clip, though,
It was objectively hilarious. Because it's not like he gets bumped. He gets picked up under his pads, thrown 3 yards, and he picks himself up, and the linebacker is there waiting for him like, oh, you thought you were done? No, you're getting the washer and the dryer.
That is the craziest thing, though. He is legitimately 175 pounds. Mm-hmm. Trying to play in the NFL.
Yeah, and he's getting thrown around accordingly.
You think, like, as you go through training camp, naturally you will lose 5 to 10 pounds. He can't afford to do that.
No, and it's kind of funny. I was looking at the official weight listed for Tyreek Hill is 185.
Yeah.
I would say he's probably closer to 200.
But that dude is a
little
jacked.
Tank. Yeah, he knows how to leverage and play underneath, where Worthy's just going to have to figure that out.
Yep. Yeah. I was shocked by what we saw in that clip, but also think of it as this will not be the norm for him, and the way that the Chiefs are going to use him are going to be completely different. We do have an injury note out of the NFL, and it's a big one because they're already low in one spot, and they cannot afford to go down in this spot. We'll get to that to start hour number two live from PDXYZ. This is Danny Dusty on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.